This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We started the show on Free Range Kids, the blog, freerangekids.com, reporting most recently here on the teacher in South Carolina who is now in hot water, possibly may face legal charges for allowing, basically for leaving her phone out where a student could take it and then find her naked pictures on there, which is what happened. If you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do so. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And James.
And we've got some other issues worth talking about here tonight, including the Bitcoin universe. A couple different stories about that. One group of scam artists, and then others as well. I don't know where that noise came from. And then, I guess, James, you might be telling us about Bitcoin slowing down. Are there problems with the Bitcoin network? But first, we'll go to JP, who's on the line in New Hampshire. JP, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and James.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, JP. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, right before I go out till 3 a.m. chasing cops, I was listening to the radio, which I don't do that often, but I wanted to hear the story about this teacher. First of all, I think it's total BS that this poor lady has to lose her job and go through all this because some student ended up stealing her phone.
Yeah.
That's just plain, you know, plain a no-brainer. But the second thing is I'm getting sick of police using that type of material. Like here in Keene, we have Detective McLaughlin. That's all he does is, coerce people to get online and solicit sex and all that stuff. And I think it should be highly illegal to impersonate somebody to do that.
That's fraud. If a police officer is getting online and pretending to be someone they're not, or if it's the drug task force where a police officer is pretending to be someone that they're not, like, you know, someone who wants to buy or sell drugs in order to make an arrest of an otherwise peaceful person who hasn't been accused of any kind of crime, I find that to be an absolutely despicable line of work to masquerade.
Yeah, real crimes don't need undercover officers.
Right.
No, they don't. They don't. Detective Christopher Gilroy, who works for the state police here in New Hampshire for the Child Crimes Unit, was helping out Hampton Police and Nottingham Police in that whole thing with the rep being arrested. And that's all he does. Him and a couple other state troopers sit in a room with a bunch of computers with multiple accounts, and they make believe they're 13, 14-year-old women, little girls. Now, my moral view, I think we're just so morally brainwashed to automatically think a 15-year-old can't make decisions for herself. Me having a couple girls myself, being a father, it's hard and it's a fine line, but trust me, you can't tell a 15-year-old girl what to do. Good luck.
I'm glad you brought this up because it was something that we were probably going to talk about tonight anyway. You're referring to Kyle Tasker, who is a state representative. He has yet to resign. He's currently in a jail cell. There's calls for his resignation, but I don't think that he should resign because he hasn't been convicted of anything yet, but he's been charged with 4 felony counts, Class A felonies, which contain up to 15 years per count, 7 to 15 years or 7.5 to 15 years per count, 3 counts of drug possession with intent to distribute for cannabis, Suboxone, and psychedelic mushrooms or psilocybin.
It's absolutely ridiculous. The Jaffrey state, not state representative, but city official that got charged with multiple felony accounts, and almost all of them were dropped fairly recently. This was a few months
ago. Oh, really?
Back.
I haven't heard this. I'm not familiar with this story.
He only got hit with one of them, which was a violation of the Registered Sex Offender Act, and basically they did the same thing to him. But the thing that with that story that doesn't make any sense with this state rep is the we don't know if this girl was telling the truth or not. If she deleted the messages, how do they have proof?
They can find the messages. So if they go into the police go to Facebook and say, we want to have access to this guy's files, even though she may have deleted the messages, they still exist on Facebook server. So they're still there.
But the paperwork doesn't say they actually saw them. I mean, to get charges put out that quick.
Well, the paperwork's vague. I mean,
it's wicked vague.
Yeah, if you go to freekeen.com, it's I think the second story down right now, and I did link to the full court file. So someone went down to the district court where this guy was charged with these felony counts and pulled the file and scanned it in. And so I put that full court file on the post, and there's a 5-page affidavit by someone in the police department there in, what was it, Nottingham, I think, where they sort of outline
the sheriff of Nottingham?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, good God.
They outline the general claims that they're making.
Yeah, it was a joint effort between Hampton Police, Nottingham, and the New Hampshire State Police.
Didn't they bring the feds in, too? I remember seeing this laundry list of police agencies that they had gotten involved
in order to get Facebook stuff, they have to go outsource, but the interagencies are linked when it comes to sex crimes. And I think that jurisdictional boundary could be, you know, somewhat illegal itself. But before I run out of time, I definitely want to pay homage to Rich Paul for not snitching local activists. I don't think he gets enough credit because he basically lost. He lost a lot.
Lost a year of his life.
And a girlfriend, you know, relationships and friendships and, you know, and kind of lost a piece of himself for a little while. You know, I mean, the feds will take the life out of you. Lying.
They'll try.
I'm grateful that he's still with us. He didn't hit the road after he got out of jail. And thank you, Rich, for continuing on.
Well, thanks, guys.
I would love to see, like, Christiana's, like, reaction. Because, you know, like, when the feds go to people, you know, like, 99.9% of people just cooperate. So,
sure they do,
like,
yeah.
For Rich to say, like basically, F you. Yeah. Like, I would just love to see, like, his mental reaction to that.
Well, that part actually came through an attorney. But, yeah, I wish I'd been at that meeting. It was actually
priceless.
Because up until Christiana cut me loose, I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to do what you're asking me to do, but I know I'm not going to make an agreement with you without counsel. So I want to talk to – I'm not taking
That's
anything
a really
off
good
the
idea.
Table. To use a Gary Johnson phrase, I'm not taking anything off the table until I've talked to my attorney. I may not use every option out there, but I won't take it off.
when I watched that trial and saw him on cross-examination, he's a liar through and through. He couldn't make eye contact if it saved his life. He was a hell of nervous, and he definitely not used to being in a corner. He's a scumbag. Just like all those other detectives that sit in a little corner and lie their head off and think that badges grant extra rights. And we're not allowed to impersonate people, but because they wear a badge, they're allowed to impersonate people. Like this case out in New Jersey, I was telling some folks a few weeks ago that over 100 cases got overturned in New Jersey because it went to the New Jersey High Court and got turned over because in the way that law is written is you actually have to be talking to a minor in order to be charged when they were actually talking to a 21-year-old police officer.
I had not heard about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to look up some links and send them to you and find the person that actually asked. I'm not sure if it was Matt Roach that posted that. A few months back.
JP, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. And thanks for the kind words to Rich. Thank you. Appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You have to wonder, like, you know, these FBI guys, like, they're probably like, you know, oh, I joined the FBI because I'm going to catch these violent criminals, like murderers and bank robbers and, you know, child rapist or whatever, and they're going after a guy that is selling pot and smoking pot in Central Square. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Sure.
How do these people sleep at night?
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about Kyle Tasker, who I wouldn't say I knew him personally, but I knew him well enough and, you know, met him a number of times at the State House.
I would say I know him personally. I consider him a friend.
He was a pretty liberty-oriented kind of guy, and so we'll tell you what's going on with him if you haven't heard the story. That's on the way. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's free. Free Talk Live, you're invited here to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And James.
Kyle Tasker, somebody you've described as a friend of yours, Rich. I didn't know him well. I've never been to his house or anything like that. But I like the guy. I mean, he's a friendly person. He seems to like most of the things that have to do with liberty. And he was at your 420 celebration last year in Concord.
Yeah, he was. I have been to his house.
Oh, cool.
He's a really cool guy.
Unfortunately, he's now facing 60 years in prison for 3 drug distribution charges and a charge of unauthorized computer uses prohibited or something like that, some sort of ostensible computer crime.
I think it was certain computer acts prohibited.
That was the word, certain computer acts prohibited. In this case, the allegation is that he had conversations with a 14-year-old female over Facebook that he had apparently, according to a police affidavit, now, you know, how much truth is in the police affidavit, I don't know. I don't know. This is just what they say. And if you want to see the full affidavit, you can see it on the article that I posted about this at freekeen.com called State Rep Kyle Tasker Arrested for Victimless Crimes Facing 60 Years in Prison.
How long is it?
The 5-page affidavit.
Okay, that's 5 pages long.
Yeah, it's a 10-page PDF with the charging documents and then the affidavit. So it's everything from the court file that the court file currently has. There will be more papers likely put into the said court file, but as of this point.
Discovery is going to be the big thing.
Yeah, and so we don't have any of the actual chat logs yet, so we don't know what was allegedly even really said besides the few excerpts that the police provide in this affidavit. And, of course, the police don't make it look good, right? Like, they're trying to get this guy. They're trying to send him to prison for a long time. They don't talk about what they might have said when they were masquerading as a 14-year-old female on Facebook. Ultimately, what sort of eclipsed in Tasker showing up at a location that was supposedly going to, he was going to be meeting this teenage girl for some kind of a sexual encounter was when he was arrested by the police. They later got a warrant to search his house, which is when they found psilocybin in, I believe, mushroom form, as well as cannabis and Suboxone. That's when he received those particular charges. But what allegedly sparked all of this was apparently there was some sort of breakfast that Kyle Tasker had with his grandparents, with some folks, maybe his parents. And yeah, I think it was his parents. And then also, for whatever reason, this teenage girl was at that breakfast. It's not really explained why the breakfast was being had or what kind of breakfast it was. It sounded like some sort of group breakfast. And that's where he met this young lady. He then, several days later, allegedly sent her a request on Facebook. They started talking on Facebook. And at some point, the police claim that he solicited her for some sort of a threesome with a lady friend of Kyle's. And I'm not sure how long thereafter, but the police affidavit then claims that the 14-year-old female unfriended Kyle from Facebook and proceeded to delete his messages. And in my opinion, that's where it should have ended. It sounded to me like she handled this situation just fine. And the people that hate Kyle Tasker, the people that are calling for blood in this particular case, love to call this girl a child. And I'm sorry, I don't agree with the assessment that teenagers are children. They don't meet the definition of children. Children generally are considered, in my understanding, people who have not even hit puberty yet. That's what a child typically is. Teenagers, most of them have hit puberty or are going through it. So, you know, you could argue they're not necessarily adults, but I don't think you can argue that they're children either.
Here's a question I was thinking. Does he have to knowingly, like, does he have to know the age? Like what if, you know.
Yes, in order to be charged with this?
Yeah, yes. Like, what if someone just, like approaches me and I'm like, okay, like, yeah, let's do it. And, like, apparently they're underage.
Well, if you actually have sex with somebody who's underage, under the legal age of consent, it's my understanding, I'm not an attorney, but if you were to actually do that, even if they'd been pretending as though they were older, that you can still get in trouble for that.
Oh, wow.
So, but in this case, no sex actually happened. No teenage girl was actually involved after the initial phase. So what allegedly occurred was the 14-year-old, again, unfriended him. So obviously she was not appreciative of his advances towards her, and she solved the problem. She unfriended him. Now, it doesn't say she blocked him, but nonetheless, she took steps that were necessary for her to break contact with this individual. And then at some point, she disclosed, and this is the word that the police used in the affidavit, she allegedly disclosed the contents of these somehow deleted messages to her mother. So what's not clear is whether or not she voluntarily went to her mother and turned this information over, or her mother somehow, you know, twisted her arm into, you know, giving it to her, or her mom found it, or whatever. It's not real clear what exactly happened there.
Yeah, word of caution, Facebook doesn't actually delete things.
That's right.
I read an article about, let's say you start typing a message and then you delete it. Apparently, Facebook tries to save even that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that insane? Like, they save, like let's say you say, like, I don't know, like, let's meet up at 10, and then you think better of it and you delete it. Like, supposedly they try to save even that, like, on their servers.
Wow. So yeah, there's a lot of info there. You can never delete anything from Facebook, nonetheless. So, anyway, the teenage girl was apparently involved in the very, very initial phases of this. Mom got a hold of the messages, went to the police. And that's when the police then got permission from mom, basically, to take over the girl's Facebook account. So they then it was actually the Chris Gilroy guy that JP was referring to earlier, this police officer, started to masquerade as though he were this particular person and then sent a message to Kyle Tasker later on after, again, this was after, you know, she, the real she, had removed him from her account. The cop version of her then went ahead and sent him a message. And then they don't really talk about what the cop said. In the five-page long affidavit, they have excerpts of quotes that are ostensibly from Kyle that, you know, sound kind of salacious and lewd and, you know, inappropriate. But, you know, we don't know what the police officer said prior to that. We don't have any context for whether or not this police officer was sort of goading him into this, making it sound like that's something that this girl, who wasn't a girl but was a cop, actually wanted Kyle to do. We don't have the context of this. And so we don't know, and so therefore I'm saying that you should not come to a conclusion about this case. And there are a lot of people who are jumping to conclusions here. They're rushing to judgment. They're calling for blood. They want to see Kyle, you know, strung up. They want him to go to prison. They want him to get hurt. They want him to die. They want bad things to happen to me for even, you know, saying, hey, let's not rush to judgment here, and also pointing out that there's no victim to this crime. And that's probably the most offensive thing to people that, you know, I've had a lot of conversations about this on Facebook in the last 48 hours with some very, very angry people within and without the Liberty movement who seem to believe that there is a victim when it comes to sending a nasty message to somebody. Let's presume the allegations are true and that Kyle did solicit this girl for sex online. It's a tacky thing to do, no doubt about it. It's probably something you wouldn't want to have happen to your teenage daughter or son. But is it a crime? Should it be a crime to say something that someone doesn't like or that someone might feel uncomfortable about on Facebook? Should that be a crime? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we're talking about Kyle Tasker. He is the state representative here in New Hampshire. There's a 400 state representatives, so he's one of 400, who has been arrested. He's sitting in jail right now. Was arrested earlier this week and is facing 4 felony counts that could land him in prison for up to 60 years. 3 sales of drugs counts, or, well, possession of drugs with intent to distribute charges, Class A felonies, and then also the sex charge, which doesn't actually involve any actual sex happening. It was a computer crimes charge where he ostensibly believed he was speaking to a 14-year-old female on Facebook and allegedly suggested that they have a threesome together or meet for some sort of sex. I don't know if it was on a beach or where. They went in some parking lot or whatever. He met what he thought was going to be this girl, but then turned out to be the police. And again, this is all according to a police affidavit, so we have no idea how much of it is actually true, because it's certainly possible the police are lying or fabricating evidence or whatever.
They like doing that.
They certainly have in the past. I'm not saying all police would do those things. I'm just saying that you can't believe necessarily what they say. But plenty of people are. As soon as you talk about an under legal age person and sex, then all manner of rationality goes out the window. A lot of people, all of a sudden, to them, this guy's as good as convicted. Just because he's been accused and arrested, and these allegations have come out, well, he must have done it. He must be a sicko, he must be a rapist, et cetera, et cetera.
See, I think a lot of people take that position for... It almost becomes a witch hunt, where immediately if you defend somebody who's been accused of something like this, then even if you're questioning the factual basis of the charges, whether or not the events that occurred actually ever occurred,
right,
then immediately people start calling you pedophile.
That's right. That's happened.
And just like if you say that men who are accused of rape deserve due process of law and the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you must support rape.
Exactly. You're a misogynist. You hate women because, or you support rape because you support a burden of proof. Well, of course, the law is a powerful thing, and any powerful thing can be used. Can be abused, you know.
Yep.
Call in false charges against your neighbor. That's a great way to abuse the law.
Set up a state representative who has been known to be anti-war on drugs. I mean, Kyle Tasker is one of the most, I think, vocal opponents of the war on drugs inside the New Hampshire State House.
I would tend to agree.
Now, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it's a possibility. How remote of a possibility, I don't know. All I know is right now, Kyle Tasker has not had a chance to speak publicly about this. He's still being classified. When you get arrested and you get thrown in a jail cell, you don't just get access to all of the jail services right away. No, no, they hold you in a separate cell until they can, what they call, classify you. This is at least how it works in most of the jails in New Hampshire, from my understanding. In the jail he's in Rockingham County, there's a 72-hour window in which they have to classify a new inmate. And this guy is still within that window. It was just a few days ago when this happened. I called the jail up, and they said he probably wouldn't be classified until Monday. So, you know, we may not be able to even – he may not be able to – like, he can probably make a phone call to his attorney or whoever else. But as far as, like, accepting visitors from just anybody, that can't happen until he gets classified.
Yeah.
So he's under serious restrictions. So he hasn't been able to answer to this yet, and nor, you know, necessarily should he. I'm sure his attorney has told him, you know, to not grant any media interviews until this actually goes to trial. And we do know, at the very least, that he does have an attorney in this case. And there is going to be another side to these allegations. So, and by the way, apparently I got something wrong in my recollection. TJ the Spy is monitoring, and he has also and more recently read this 5-page police affidavit. Apparently the girl in the case, the 14-year-old female, she did apparently go to her friend, a mutual friend, and then they both went to that friend's grandfather, told him about the messages that she had received from Kyle. And then according to the police affidavit here, the grandfather said to stay away from Kyle and that he would speak with Kyle's parents. And then at some point brought the mother into this.
Kyle's parents?
Yes. The very beginning of the story, according to the police affidavit,
involves
Kyle's parents, no. Kyle, and a couple of these young ladies, and this grandfather, or the grandparents of one of the young ladies, all having breakfast together somewhere. So it's not explained why they were doing that, or if it was some sort of breakfast group or church group. I don't know. I don't know what it was. But anyway, that's how it apparently got back to the mother, who ultimately ended up calling police. And now this guy's looking at 60 years in a prison cell. And so some people are saying that it should be a crime to say something inappropriate to someone under an arbitrary age. You know, some government agents picked the age of 16 here in New Hampshire as the legal age of consent. And I'm sure some people think that that's inappropriate to, you know, talk to a 16-year-old about sexual things as well. But it's illegal to do it with a 14-year-old. And then ostensibly go meet them to commit the acts. But should it be a crime to even, you know, say these things? Is it a criminal act? Should it be a criminal act to say something that is offensive to say something, you know, lecherous or inappropriate on Facebook or on any sort of electronic communications method to someone under a certain age?
I don't know. I mean, the theory here is that you're soliciting somebody to engage in an act, and so you're taking on the legal responsibility for the act. So in that case, it's kind of like the conspiracy statute.
It is. It's a thought crime.
So,
because he could have changed his mind, right? Like, there's, I don't know, again, we don't know what his intentions were. Maybe his intentions were as salacious and lewd as the police are making it out to be. Or maybe at the very last minute, he would have changed his mind and decided, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. Or lectured her or something like that and then turned around and left. It could have happened.
Yeah. See, the thing, this always reminds me of Denise. Denise was my girlfriend when I was 13 and she was 23. It was an eccentric relationship, but it worked for us for a while. I did not want her prosecuted. My parents tried to have her prosecuted.
They found out about it.
They found out about it. How'd
they find out?
We weren't actually sophisticated enough to lie about it.
You were ashamed.
I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't. I didn't feel like I was really doing anything wrong.
Did you feel like were you being taken advantage of, Rich?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I made a great deal of effort in securing this relationship, and it was absolutely on my initiative.
See, this is what some people can't understand, is that a young person under some arbitrary government-chosen age cannot initiate anything having to do with sex. That it's just they're a child, they can't possibly want sex, they can't possibly be interested in sex, and so therefore anything that is involving sex with them must have been the initiation of the older person.
Yeah, especially if they're female. I mean, I was in somewhat of a better position being male. In that, you know, at least some of the cops that I interacted with during this period were like, yeah, she didn't do you no harm.
Wow. Such a double standard.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But if I'd been a girl, you know, so I feel for...
If you'd been a girl, then your boyfriend would be in prison.
When it's a consensual relationship, I really feel for the girl involved, especially if her boyfriend, whom she probably loves, ends up in prison because they're having sex when, you know, she's 15 and he's 18. You know, that's an awful situation. Or even, you know, she's 15 and he's whatever.
But some people would say that, Rich, you could not have consented. You were 13 years old. You couldn't have consented because you were just a child. And I'd like to know what you would say about that or to those people. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that's an insult to teenagers to call them children. But you can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you'd like. We're talking about the case of Kyle Tasker, who is... He's not a free stater. He certainly has hung out with a number of free staters, liberty activists here in New Hampshire. He's a pretty liberty-friendly state representative. According to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, he scored an A in their yearly liberty rankings that they come out with for all of the state reps and state senators as far as, you know, how do they vote on things? Do they vote pro-liberty or not? So he didn't get the highest ranking, which is an A+. He got an A, though, so he's pretty liberty-friendly. And now he's facing 60 years in prison for some alleged drug dealing charges and allegedly soliciting a so-called minor on the internet for sexual occasion. And, you know, it's really sad how many people who purportedly are libertarians have thrown this man to the wolves, have just decided that, oh, he's been accused of something. Oh, there's a police affidavit saying he did some stuff, so... I'm just going to consider him guilty and basically treat him as a social pariah and just go ahead and jump to the conclusion that the police are correct in their accusations and that there's nothing else that we need to know about this story. That's what's happening. And it has resulted, I've blogged about this over at freekeen.com. It's resulted in a firestorm of controversy on Facebook over the last 48 hours. I've been threatened simply because, you know, I've asked questions. Basically, I've asked questions about this. It's a tough issue. I understand that. I get it that when it comes to young people, parents especially, feel like they need to protect their kids. I get that. That makes sense. In which case, there really wasn't anyone who was ever in jeopardy in this situation. The girl handled herself fine. She was approached, allegedly, again, this is according to the police, she was approached by Kyle Tasker on Facebook after having met him in real life at some breakfast event that they were both at. He propositioned her to some kind of a threesome with a lady friend of his, and she unfriended him. She removed, you know, deleted the conversation and unfriended him. That should have been sufficient. I mean, if you want to take it further, then spread the word. If mom wanted to get Kyle Tasker for this, she could have spread the word amongst the, you know, the community, amongst other parents and things like that about what happened. You know, share the chat logs or whatever. But no, she went to the police, who then assumed control of the girl's Facebook account and proceeded to message him further, ultimately meeting him for what was supposed to be some sort of sexual encounter, where he was then arrested.
I guess, like, I was just thinking, like, suppose the, you know, like, to me, it's like the issue is, like, let's say that he was soliciting sex or talking to this girl, and she was like, look, I don't want to talk to you, like, quit talking to me, and he kept doing it, and then he, you know, tried to have sex with her. Like, to me, that's a crime.
That would be criminal harassment.
Like, I'm not sure, just, like, asking, and then, like, the person may be agreeing. Another thing I was thinking is, like, this seems like one crime where it's like people who aren't even a victim can somehow say that they have a stake in it, like the parents. So, like, in Rich's case, he's saying, well, you know, I don't.
Rich was 13 when he was with a 23-year-old.
Yeah, Rich was 13 with a 23-year-old. He says, well, I don't feel like I'm a victim here. I don't think there should be criminal charges, but the parents still, in theory, could bring criminal charges.
Yeah, and I don't have any animus against my parents. I think they were doing what they thought was best. I think they were wrong in their consideration, but you know, that power should not be in the hands of some third party to say that I was sexually assaulted when I say I was not. And, you know, later in my childhood, I was by a teenager, ironically enough. So I definitely know the difference between what is and what is not consent. And
well, that was my question before he went away there was, some people would say that at age 13, that was your situation, Rich, that you couldn't consent. You're just a child. You can't consent. What would you say to them?
I would say that I was certainly capable of consent, and that could be ascertained very easily by looking at the way that I approached the relationship, where I was looking for, that was exactly what I was looking for from the beginning. I mean, the first night I met her, I was wandering around. I had a habit at that time because I didn't sleep at night. And I had a really hard time talking to people my age because I have an IQ of 154.
You're way more advanced than your classmates.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it was and I knew what sex was, and I wanted to experience it. Mm. You know, and I had read a fair amount about it.
This was you're in your 40s now, so we're talking about late 80s. When was this?
This would have been I was 12 in 1980 when. It would be
early
1981, probably would be when the relationship started.
So way before Facebook, way before, you know, any kind of
none of this stuff existed. But at the time, I had sleep problems and I was 13, so I would get fists of tequila, and I had a wineskin, and I would fill the wineskin up with tequila and keep it under my jacket and just walk the streets of Ann Arbor all night drinking tequila and, you know, contemplating the universe and teenage angst and existentialism and Robert Heinlein and whatever it was I was obsessed with in those days. And I wandered into Denise's store. She was working at it was midnight shift, and I'm now believing that she's dead, so which is why I'm being somewhat more forthcoming.
We just checked this out during the break.
Yeah,
looked her up because you hadn't looked her up since.
Yeah, and I would not want to cause her any harm or embarrassment.
Yeah,
but
she
the
may have
fear
passed.
That people have about speaking out about this. this kind of thing does enhance the fear and embarrassment and
you wouldn't want this to come back and bite her 30 years later.
No, but of course the statute of limitations is long gone on that. But anyway, I came into her store and I was visibly intoxicated. It was a Stop and Go, which is a convenience store in Ann Arbor, right down on campus. And she said, well, you need some coffee. And I said, oh, do I? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I don't have any money, so I'll just have to stick with the tequila. And she said, well, I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Is that okay? And I said, well, only if I can buy you one back. And she said, yeah, okay, fine. You can come back and buy me a cup of coffee sometime. So the next morning at 7 a.m. when she gets off work, I'm standing there outside the door, and I'm like, let's go get that coffee.
All right.
And at the time, she had...
Were you attracted to her?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
She was a college girl, right? 23?
Yeah, she was 23. She was, I found her very, very attractive. And most off, she could actually understood the things that I said and the things that I was thinking about and at that stage of my life. And there weren't many people who could make that statement. And through her, I got to know a number of other young adults who were kind of a group of people. And that really helped me preserve my sanity through that time of my life, is having a group of people who like had advanced degrees,
but
they would still talk to me and
like a human being,
like a person and tell me if I was wrong about something, tell me why I was wrong, not just tell me I was an idiot.
So.
Yeah. You know, and so that for me
there's an argument that one of the things that's very detrimental about the government school system is that it groups a bunch of young people of the same age into the same group over time, that they're not really exposed, besides the teacher or administrators, they're not exposed regularly to people of different ages and different experience that can help them learn and mature better.
Yeah, that's one thing that I was kind of thinking about it. I noticed, like, there's something different, like, when the school is out, all of a sudden, like, the children are back in society, and I was thinking it's, like, really creepy, like, as an adult, like, in my daily life, I don't really see children around. It's like they have been removed from society completely. Mm. And, like, I get it, like, you know, children are very important to parents, and they want to protect their children from everything. But I kind of wonder, like, has our society gone too far?
Oh, yeah, like, as far as overprotection?
They've completely, like, you don't even see kids anymore. They're, like, gone. They're invisible.
Well, in the Holy Scriptures of the Church, in the Book of South Park, there's an episode called Child Abduction is Not Funny, which I think is a great reductio ad absurdum of this position, is that the parents in town become very concerned about their children getting abducted, and then they find out that the people most likely to abduct children is parents, which actually usually happens in the context of a custody dispute.
Yeah.
But they decide then that they have to send their children off to go live in the wilderness, so they don't know where they are to abduct them.
More coming up in Hour 3, Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logo apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.